Too bad.
Wow.
Hey! Dude, he got fucking angry there for a second.
I mean, hey, I don't know, it was only for a split second.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Winterhouse Gaming Podcast number 43. My name's
David. Tony. I wanted to say it before you.
You did. You said it like right exactly when I said it. Good job.
Now I'm Tony, and everyone else is just whatever.
I'm David.
Oh, you fucker. I knew you were going to do that. You piece of shit. All right, so today we got guests, a friend of mine, Lance, and his partner over here.
Nick. Not partner. I mean,
know.
Hey, right? I know it's 2018, but not everyone has to be partners.
I did it on purpose, but he fucking got me before I could joke about it.
The important thing is did you get his name right?
It's Nick.
Nick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like Nick the ruler.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
The ruler.
He's like, wait, what?
Pick Nick.
Good thing to know. It's a good thing that my short-term memory works.
No, so. It's perfect.
Short-term.
Yeah. So we got Nick and Lance. How's it going, guys?
No, let's go.
Who are you?
Yeah. That's me.
David. I said it twice.
No.
Nice to meet you, Charlie.
You bastard.
Okay, so let's just go ahead and get right down to business. The thing that everybody wants to hear more about. The big release that just came out yesterday, Nintendo Labo.
Crickets. Right? Can you put crickets right here? Just gap it and then crickets and then nobody else.
No. If we're not talking about Smash, I don't want to talk about anything.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Animal Crossing. Come on. Animal Crossing.
That's hey, you know what? His girlfriend will fight you to the death.
She would hump your leg about that.
I love Animal Crossing. I don't care who you are.
I
come on.
I don't know a lot about Animal Crossing, but I would like to know what the hell is so awesome
Bells
about it.
And Mr. Rossetti and
Tom Nook. You just got to bow down to his obvious power.
All hail
over you.
Yes, all hail Tom Nook.
Tom Nook.
All hail
so
him.
What do you do in this?
You
game?
Just live,
dude.
You talk to your neighbors.
You talk to don't do that randomly though. If you send them letters, they'll send you letters like, "Hey, stop talking to me so much."
Mm-hmm.
They're real sassy, real quick.
No. Yeah, they
send letters to Dave.
They get sassy, them under his door. I don't know if it's the translation, but especially the GameCube edition, they get real, real nasty.
Some of them really don't want you talking to them.
They rip on you so hard. It's like, oh, like if you get stung by a bee, it's like, oh, your face looks awful.
She's like,
oh,
you're a piece of shit. You
got stung by a bee.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Your face looks awful.
It's awful. Wow.
Yeah, about that. Can you please fix your face for me?
Wait, but nothing happened to me.
If it happens to be raining and you're not carrying an umbrella, don't talk to anyone. Like, wow, you're soaking wet. What's wrong with you? It's like, I'm sorry I'm not rich and have an umbrella.
Wow, I'm sorry. I'm just such a piece of shit. I'm
sorry. I still don't talk about 500,000 bells, Tom. You.
Oh yeah, that's great.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wait, Lance, do you know what they're talking about?
No.
He lost me.
I recently jumped back into the GameCube version of it, so that's why.
Dude, that's
kinda,
great, man. I didn't even know what to expect. Like, it's great. I had the same reaction to Animal Crossing that I had when I first played Pikmin.
Pikmin.
I liked Pikmin. Yeah.
It was bizarre.
I think Pikmin, the most tragic thing.
Not bad at all. It was just bizarre.
The most tragic thing about a GameCube is how undersold it was.
Yeah,
I guess it was the worst product Nintendo's had.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
the GameCube,
the worst one. And you know what was the best one?
Wii, Galaxies weren't somehow that bad.
Yeah,
but no, like the sales on GameCube were bad, and the releases were bad.
And those tiny
people ripped
discs
on the fact that Luigi's Mansion was the launch title. It's like not a Mario title. Ooh, that's scary. It's different. Oh no!
I never bought a GameCube.
You close your eyes and you pretend hard
GameCube,
enough.
So
you know it pretty much a Mario.
They had a 4x4 game on GameCube. I actually liked it.
Yeah.
I love.
I had Smuggler's Run Warzone.
Oh my god, I fucking love the original Smuggler's Run, but I think
And then Melee.
The endurance.
Oh
fuck
but
yeah.
You're over there.
Ready?
So
yeah. The endurance on that was amazing. It was like 100 fucking laps,
so
and it took forever.
Yep. But no, I think that with Animal Crossing, it was one of those things where like I arrived in town and you got off the train and then you met Tom Nook. Say, hey, we'll get you all set up. We'll get you squared away. Here's your house. Here's everything you need. By the way, that'll be 7 million bells.
Yeah.
It's like, here's your mortgage.
He instantly
you got to pay this
loan
off.
Loan sharks you.
Yeah.
Immediately. He's like, okay, so work for me then. Like, what do you mean? I just got out of town. Oh, no, you're working for me for the next 3 days.
It's like, you got a house. So I just gave you this mortgage. You got to pay off.
So you
like,
instantly go
start off in debt.
In the mob. Like,
so there's a lot
mob
of
boss.
There's a lot of real life things there. You start off in debt. That's true. Yeah. It teaches us soon that
so
everything
sounds like
sucks
it. Basically,
immediately.
As soon as I moved out of my parents and I got my own place, I'm like, shit, Animal Crossing was right. You just start out your life like just in debt.
You do.
But then you get
where
that little
come
taste.
From? I don't know.
You're 18, now you're poor.
Yeah. You get that little taste of a nice new carpet, though. And I got to change my walls now, and I got to get that right. random slot machine at a Tom Nook's shop. Because why wouldn't I want a slot machine in my house next to my bed? Dude. My modern bed.
I'm never going to play this, but I would watch it. Like yeah. I would watch somebody else play it.
I got to get my basement renovated now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Like, I got to spend like $10,000 on this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to expand my room instead of having it by 4x4. It's going to be 6x6. I'll imagine the possibility.
Take the carpet out of a sex dungeon.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the type of things you have to do.
That's what I call my basement.
I'll just be at work and people will be like, Tony, what's the matter? And I'm just like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my remodel of my new house.
I haven't even touched yet.
And they're like, oh, you're remodeling your new house?
Yeah.
Actually sounds horrible. Except my neighbor's dicks.
It sounds absolutely horrible.
No, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
Is that where, I mean, realistically, is that where, like, the Farmvilles came from and all those fucking stupid Facebook games?
It came out around the same time. It was kind of like a fad, I feel like. Yeah. Because there was a few games kind of like that.
One person on the planet that's still obsessed and plays it, and it's his girlfriend.
Yep.
Harvest Moon?
Yeah.
Harvest Moon? Harvest Moon or Animal Crossing?
No, Animal Crossing.
Okay. Animal Crossing. Like, who plays Harvest Moon still?
No, nobody plays
Harvest Moon. Everyone's on Stardew Valley.
Oh, right. Yeah. Exactly. Stardew Valley now.
Duh.
It's like, oh, hello.
She plays the DS version most of the time, actually.
Stardew Valley?
Yeah, but then again, he played Hateful Boyfriend, so...
He did. He was doing this weird fetish thing with the pigeons and...
A pigeon dating simulator.
Yeah, pigeon dating simulator.
You guys ever heard of that?
Yeah. Pigeon dating simulator?
No. Nope. Yeah. It's Hateful Boyfriend, right?
No.
Yeah. It's fucking weird.
I'm disappointed I haven't, honestly.
It's a fucking dating sim with pigeons.
Yep.
All right.
And our other affiliate, Eric, I don't even want to talk about it. It makes me angry.
But here you are talking about it. Or dating sim, weird. My Little Pony dating sim. That's what I'm about.
Yeah. Just go back to the Tamagotchi days.
Yeah. We're just going to talk about the GameCube. I felt, like, very wax nostalgic about that.
Okay. Isn't it weird?
What would you like to talk to
the
about
best,
that?
The best controller? Yep. Two? Okay.
I liked it. It was good. My hands weren't...
It was perfect.
That's why they included GameCube controller ports on the Wii. The best thing they could possibly have done with the Wii. And give you the option to not use the Wiimotes
and that
if
was,
you don't want to.
That was a ballsy
move,
but yeah.
sucked.
So
Let
bad.
Me tell
yeah. so
you
bad.
About the worst controller you could ever have in your entire life, the Wiimote.
Yep. And then they had the one before it, the Wavebird, the wireless GameCube controller. You could throw that through a microwave run, like a minute in the microwave, and throw it in the dryer and be fine.
You can fucking take it across town. It'll hold like across town. It'll hold steady, man.
Yeah,
like,
dude, you can go down.
You can wall up your buddy in Smash Bros. From down the street.
Yes, and then they come out.
I literally played while I was taking a shit one day against Eric. So
that's hilarious.
No, like the GameCube though, like. You know, you're correct that it did underperform, and which is unfortunate, but that thing was built like a fucking tank.
It was, dude.
I dropped that thing 800 times, and
the biggest thing I loved about it, the handle.
The
handle.
I thought it was fantastic. I'm like, you carry it around everywhere. You don't even have to put it in a bag.
Fucking, you get mad. You chuck it across.
You can take it to play some GameCube, play some Natty Ice.
I mugged like three or four nuns with that fucking thing, too. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They never found me.
God of War.
Just kidding.
Yes. That's actually the release that he wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Not Labo.
You went into the fucking dark ages with the
Labo. Speaking of which, Labo, we saw it in stores today.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Got a picture of Tony holding it.
Did you burn it with fire?
No. I just put it back.
Yeah. I'm not spending $70 on a piece of fucking cardboard.
Yep.
You could spend $70 on anything on Amazon.
I only burn
and then
the things
get it home and play with the cardboard.
That I feel strongly enough about to burn it. And I didn't feel strongly enough one way or the other about the Labo.
Yeah.
And I just looked, hey, it's cardboard.
With a little bit of sensors on it, you know? There's some sensors underneath the cardboard.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my God, you don't?
I don't even know what that is.
It's unreal. Do you want to explain it real fast?
Nintendo's corner of the recycling market is crazy.
Okay, so I'll just explain it super fast.
Please do.
It's cardboard boxes that they fold in specific ways, and you actually use the Switch remotes.
Oh, wait.
They hook into the side.
You had me at cardboard boxes.
It was. It's one of those little cork.
Oh, that's definitely a Japanese thing. That definitely would be popular in Japan.
Yeah, but not
here. Since you're
not
the resident Asian dude here, tell us about that.
I mean, it would make sense in Japan, but not around here.
Yeah.
That's
just
true.
That's just the culture.
They're more
cute.
Well, here's the odd thing about that comment you just made. You would need a lot of room to play this, and I feel like all the apartments in Japan are the size of my bathroom.
Come on, you just be creative.
Yeah, okay.
That's just how it is.
You're just down the street. Kid's just hanging out in the street playing Labo. What's he doing? I think he's fighting cardboard monsters. I don't know what he's doing. He's
got his cardboard. Hey, man. He's fine.
Okay, so you want to go back to God of War? Because that is...
No, I want you guys to go to God of War. You bought it, and you've been playing it. I never played God of War in my entire life.
We'll discuss real quick. I mean, what do you want to say about God of War? It's fantastic, and it's exactly... Yes. It's actually not exactly what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be more open world.
I did too, to be honest.
Like Horizon and stuff like that.
That's the way they kind of gave us some sort of idea that it might be a little bit more open world.
Right.
But it's still pretty linear, just like most other God of War games have been. Yeah. So I feel like it's
more personal. I like the fact that it is a little more personal. Up closer to him, and instead of taking on hordes of enemies at once, it's very
instead
kind
of the
like
camera
singularly
sort of,
focused,
you know, being hovering
above. It's much more personal.
Yeah, it is.
And it's kind of like Bloodborne, right? I mean, it plays like Bloodborne.
Oh, are we gonna start making that? Oh,
in the sense
like,
that it's video game and you do things.
If it wasn't the same as the old God of Wars, like played the same, I wouldn't say it's like any other game, but it does have the kind of the Bloodborne feel to it from what I've seen with Bloodborne.
Yep.
Which is
the parrying
10 minutes you played.
Yeah.
I couldn't get through that fucking door. I don't want to talk about it.
It's so good.
Okay.
It's so good.
One of these days we'll try again.
Is it difficult though?
What?
Is there difficulties in
God
of War?
Yes, there is.
You can change easy, medium, hard, kind of crap.
Regular difficulty is difficult.
Okay. Yes, actually, it gives you a nice challenge.
I was pleasantly surprised at how many times I died
in
the first hour.
We streamed it last night, and there was this, I don't want to give too much away, but there was this big boss battle with another god of sorts.
You just
sorts.
Gave the whole thing away, a boss battle.
I did not say what god.
Okay.
It's a Norse god, that much you could probably guess from the game and where it takes place.
The Norse god,
but,
Steve.
Yes, that Steven. One.
My okay, name's Jeff.
Is there some
so you're battling Steve Jim. Down the street,
yep.
And it took us a good 15 minutes.
It was impressive, like the normal battle. Difficulty, because they do want you to see, I think, in my opinion, I guess, that they want you to see how much he's struggling as a father. God, not a young.
He's
sleeping with everyone. Yeah. God, I
he's
mean,
he's trying to hide his age, and he's trying to hide the fact
and his
that
emotion,
he's actually a god,
and he's trying to hide the fact that he has a child that he's trying to protect. So he's you can kind of tell that he's struggling with all that shit. And my favorite
I think
thing
he's trying
about,
to hide the fact that he wants to murder that kid.
The god did, yeah.
No, I meant Kratos.
Oh, Kratos?
Isn't that every parent though?
Okay, so that's actually funny you mentioned that, because that actually goes into my next favorite thing about the game. Well, my favorite thing about the game is the dialogue.
Oh,
I mean,
hilarious.
He doesn't hold back. No. I mean, if the kid fucks up and he's like, you know, it's not like don't do it again. You know, it's like be
he's
better.
Like, hey, be better. I'll just slit your fucking throat, kid.
What pisses me off though is he goes,
don't be sorry. Be better.
Be better.
Get good, kid.
Yeah, exactly. So he a lot of tough love with him. The part that fucking pisses me off is he goes, the kid goes, oh, we shouldn't go down that way. And he goes, we do what we want. But he tells the kid, no, you fire when I fire. I'm like, okay, you know what? You're fucking being just a huge asshole. but the dialogue in it is so fantastic, and it does give you that personalized experience, and you feel like you're playing an actual adult game.
Good, because like I'm... When you were playing the new one, I was playing God of War, like the first one, because I got the big saga, like all the five games or whatever. So I was playing God of War 1, and it sounds like you guys were having a great time. And I was trying to push a fucking box across like a fucking ship.
Yeah.
And I was failing at it, like spectacularly.
Yeah.
But I was jealous, actually, of all the sounds and the hoops and the hollering that you were making. I'm like,
there's this one fucking dwarf.
Goddamn boss.
There's this one dwarven character that.
Oh, the little fucking blue guy.
Yeah,
the blue man group. Yeah.
He's like, swears all the time.
Yeah.
Like, angry. He's hilarious.
He goes, we need to leave. He goes, I don't fucking care. And I'm like, okay, rude, first of all.
Sass.
Sass.
Cut the sass.
First of all.
He's got that big fucking turkey T-Rex that he had.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's great. We do recommend it. I think last week,
in the podcast 42, I said that it could be game of the year. I don't know.
So early to make that fucking call, isn't it, Dave?
I'm telling you, he's making a statement. Here's the thing, though. God of War has almost never made a horrible, horrible game. They've made games that weren't super great.
Three wasn't.
But it's never been horrible. It has never been absolutely horrible.
Two is amazing.
Two is amazing. Absolutely.
So in that sense, with the hype and with everything, and then even with what I've seen, I don't know. It's going to be in the top five. It absolutely will. It could even be in the top two. But I don't think it's going to be game of the year.
I guess it just depends on who you ask.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean,
definitely on who you ask.
Fucking opinion, God.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've
condescending motherfucker.
Well, it's going to be in my top five anyways, because I really fucking enjoy it.
That's perfect. I love it. Yeah. But then we have, you know, Red Dead Redemption 2 coming out, and we have all
Detroit Becoming Human.
And then Anthem, if that fucking ever gets released.
Not this year, probably.
No, they keep talking about pushing it back.
Fucking BioWare.
2000XX. It could be within the next
2055.
2001. Alongside the new Tool album.
Yes. Yeah, right.
That'll be the same year, I'm sure.
Fuck yeah.
And Half-Life 3, right after.
Yeah. But it is a great game. I think everybody should get it, buy it. It's worth buying it. It's worth having it in your collection.
I agree.
Yeah.
Guys, have either of you played The Witcher 3 at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah.
I played it. I didn't play it enough because I had school right after I got it. So, yeah. All right. Well, it sucks, but
The Witcher series is coming to Netflix in 2020.
Really? I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
I don't know
how I feel about it.
Is it Netflix original?
I think so, yeah.
As long as it's Netflix original, it'd be better.
Live action?
They have deep pockets.
Live action.
They have deep pockets. I like that.
I can't remember who's playing... what's his name? Snuffleupagus.
John Jacob Pymer-Schmidt.
Yeah.
John Jacob. Yes. Worgy Negerman Jensen.
That guy.
He was number one. But I can't remember. I can't remember his name.
I like games Geralt. That become
Geralt. Yeah, yes.
But I think it was like some
people weird. Were saying that Mark Hamill might play him.
The fuck?
Mark Hamill like play voice anyone. He's 100.
Yeah, I know.
What about Michael Fassbender? I could see him playing Geralt.
Yeah.
Just give it to Liam Neeson and get it over with.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson. I will find you.
There's a new Doom movie coming out.
Oh,
who's
okay.
the star?
I have no idea.
I don't. The I'm Rock. Not sure.
Kevin Hart. The combination of the both.
Yeah. Danny DeVito.
Kevin Rock.
Kevin Rock.
Kevin Rock.
Oh my God! Wow.
I would like to see Mike Myers.
Michael Myers.
Yep. Yeah. I'd like to see Michael Myers. Mike Myers in anything.
Michael Myers.
He ruined his career back then.
He did.
I don't know, a decade and a half ago.
What? Yeah, the Love Guru. Come on.
Yeah, I mean,
I love that.
I bet you fucking did.
I did. I fucking love that movie.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah, it does not.
I thought it was so funny. But I'm also an idiot.
Yep.
Okay.
On that.
I'm not gonna lie. I wasn't a fan of Witcher 3.
Yeah.
I didn't like it very much.
Really?
There were some things that I really really liked about The Witcher 3. And then some things that I really didn't. And the things that I really didn't was, depending on, you know, where you were and the objects that you have, you know, picked up, like certain items and stuff, you couldn't progress any further on in the game. So I got trapped in this one dungeon because I didn't have the specific item that it was calling for in the specific battle.
Was it the water temple?
Wrong game.
Did you push the block instead of pull it? Because you're supposed to do that.
Yeah, because if Wrong you do game. That when you're on the ship, it's not you're never going to get it. So yeah. You're going to have such a hard
time. Yeah, if you try pushing that crate across the ship like Tony did last Bowser. Night. Yeah.
You can't fight Bowser when you do that.
No.
You just crush like a ton of games all into one. That's the most confusing thing I've ever heard.
It really is.
So, Lance. What's up, man? Can you want to tell the audience what happened to your eye?
Oh.
Can that be seen on the camera?
Oh, yeah.
Can we zoom in or something?
Oh, yeah.
I could. It's an endeavor, though.
Yeah. All right.
Well, right. Wait.
Right. Oh, right. Like,
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I bought a military shovel at this military surplus place. And I thought it was pretty neat. And tri-fold ones. Went to pull that out. Whip it out there. And it came right in my face.
I came right. This is a family show. Can you say that?
You can say that. You can say,
say whatever so you want. The shovel came on Lance's face.
So what he's saying is he's into these weird fetishes.
Oh yeah.
I think I talked to one of my coworkers the other day about BDSM.
Yeah. Now, did you get hit in the face with the shovel after you bought it or before?
Oh, it was after I bought it. I was trying to figure it out.
Oh,
you showed that shovel.
It was the equivalent of looking directly. So you bought a shovel that you didn't even know how to work. Trying to clean it.
Was that?
And then you bought a shovel you didn't even know how to work.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. Okay. That's the point.
I was gonna ask if you got hit with it before you bought it and then you still bought it. That's ballsy.
That works. Yeah, I got hit with that.
I wish I had to buy this thing.
Wait, that shovel's effective. I'm gonna buy it.
Did you just flick it out like normally, or did you try to like Swiss Army knife that thing?
Nah, man. I just unzipped my pants.
Like a push thing. Okay, it was just like a lever.
Yeah, it was just unfortunate.
I thought it was
like
spring loaded.
that's one of those trench digger ones. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It folds up, put it in your pocket.
Yeah, those come in handy in the winter. It's trench.
Oh, okay.
It's a shovel or a hoe.
I thought you said
I thought you said something else. The hell eggs.
I mean, mind you, that was just an hour ago. This happened.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
It's still sore.
Yeah.
His whole eye's gonna be puffy. Still got nice.
That's what happens when you don't have critical listening skills.
Yeah.
You think that Dave says something offensive.
Wait, what did I? What did you think? Can you say what you thought I said?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
I said what you said, but okay. I thought you said something else.
I know where you're going with that. We're going to digress from that, because that is not what I said.
Yeah, okay,
it's very.
That's what happens when you don't have critical.
Yeah, let's switch.
And Tony and I just kind of looked at each other and we're just like, wait a second.
Okay, out of context. Lance, what do you play, man? So far you have played zero of the games we've been talking about. So I'd like to get you involved with your.
Play?
Here we go. It's gonna happen.
I swear to God.
Oh, what do you want me to start from? What do you play right now? Oh, right now.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Shovel Knight.
You sure? What's it called?
Too soon, dude. I think you play
a specific game, don't you?
Oh yeah. Zing. I played a few games.
What's the one called? The specific one that. I think you mentioned earlier that.
Which one?
The one you really
sound
like.
Sound it out.
It could be Overwatch.
Oh, okay. There's a fucking door! I fucking hate that!
And,
Raise your hand if you knew where that was going.
Oh, I knew that was coming. That's why I said
it. I didn't want to say it.
That's why I didn't want to say it.
Oh, shit. Evening Panic's in the house.
Yeah. Hi, Evening Panic.
Oh, hi,
I've dumped
Panic.
Over.
What's up, Evening Panic?
Good, about 500 hours.
I've done a lot of time.
And 300
Overwatch.
Few hundred hours.
Okay,
first character was 300 hours of D.Va.
Okay, so we've only had one other person that I think even plays Overwatch on the podcast. I think, Bobby Wasabi, didn't he play it?
He was a completely different type of person, though.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so please, I've seen the gameplay. It's not that great. Like, what is so attractive about that stupid game?
Enlighten us, team, please.
The Blizzard team compositions are really diverse.
And
it's flexible depending on what you want to do and how you want to act in the team.
You're talking about classes?
Yeah, classes. Classes like a tank role, defense role,
healer support, blah blah blah. You know, defensive.
The role I typically play.
You play Team Fortress. Copy paste. Yeah. Add some more stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I play a tank role because most of the time I like to be more aggressive on the gameplay.
In the battle, you want to be right in the middle of it, and hit hard.
But also, you can protect your team. So that's just your play style and how you like.
That game over any other game that does the same exact thing, which is all of them?
Yeah, you can do the same thing with WoW, because WoW has the same sort of thing in their dungeon base, too. Because a tank, DPS,
also
healer,
a Blizzard
support,
game.
They have all
okay,
the
so
also a Blizzard game.
I literally just thought of something, and I never thought of it before. So WoW has the same exact type of color scheme mechanic type thing, as far as just how it looks, very cartoony.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think people were just looking for a place to go after WoW? And just easily migrated to that section, or do you think that they would never have done that in the first place?
Honestly, what hooked me on that game was a free day, like a free weekend. I played it one time.
Oh, son of a bitches, we would have never had this conversation.
I played it one time, and I played D.Va, and she was OP.
That's true, you were playing at my house.
So you like D.Va?
Played for 12 hours.
Oh, yeah, because it's just, I was naturally good at it.
Naturally good at it, yeah. So, one thing we do on the podcast, and we've done it for almost a year now, is we discuss a little bit about gaming industry and Pornhub.
I have known about this market, but I have not ventured in there.
I will spend 2 seconds on this, but I'm going to tell you that gaming, Overwatch itself has a massive porn market on Pornhub.
Yep,
enormous.
Dude, we follow that shit.
We do. We always tell people on the podcast.
We're tracking the trend. That's why the chalkboard there.
Yeah, that's what we do. So you can get yourself right in that if you want. Yep. I mean, I don't know what you're into, but whatever it is, you can
I've noticed that last weekend Tracer porn.
Hey, you can always refer to the Winterhouse Gaming podcast to tell you what video games are on Pornhub too. Because if we don't mention Pornhub once during this podcast, it's just not each week, it's just not a podcast.
I'm a little bit scared because I found out that I heard tell that one of the without giving too much away, one of the bosses that that I saw you fighting on God of War was actually a female. So, you know, Rule 34 being what it is and everything.
Always.
Pornhub's about to get scary.
Yes.
So. I think I know the one you're talking about. Specifically.
Do I see some Dom coming?
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to be weird. Okay. So I guess I kind of get it, the whole Overwatch thing. I don't like it, but I get it. I do get it. It's a very attractive game. It's very intense. I know some of the battles are crazy.
It's very fast-paced.
It's a great game, but it's a great game, but it's the toxic environment.
Oh, man.
I think Battleborn was better.
I think that's the toxicity of the community that makes it so shit.
That game was doomed to fail.
I thought Battleborn was way better, but holy shit, was it doomed from the beginning.
Yeah.
You could find it for a dollar at the Dollar General.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? It suffered the same fate as the Dreamcast did. And it just came Battleborn came out almost exactly when Overwatch did,
and Overwatch
just
kind of
just eclipsed it. Like
it's Blizzard, they'll dump $100 million into something, no big deal, and then $200 million in commercials.
Yeah, I think I know why the environment for that game is so toxic is because of the people that will just blindly just suck Blizzard's dick, and I don't understand
blindly.
Why. Yeah. They just like, Blizzard.
I'm one of those Blizzard made suckers,
it must be good.
I'm still waiting for StarCraft.
So if you can tell me when that's going to be made, then.
Well, the thing is.
Overwatch was my first Blizzard game.
Yeah.
Was it really?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So weird.
I've played all of them.
Maybe I just.
Well, you evidently get around.
Maybe I just grew up
a lot.
I'm not going to say no.
I loved the first StarCraft. Like, I played it. A lot.
I liked StarCraft. I thought it was great.
And then, I don't know what happened. Somewhere along the way, like, StarCraft 2 came out. I'm like, oh, yeah, I should play that sometime. And then I bought it. Never played it.
Right.
Not huge into real-time strategies. That's where it lost me. I don't like that. Like, Warcraft either. Like, I did WoW. Hearthstone. I have that on my phone.
Yeah. You play Heroes of the Storm.
Heroes of Storm. Yeah. I haven't played that, but it looks... I don't like RTS either.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge RTS guy.
Yeah. Like, League of Legends makes me want to vomit.
I would say that has the same impact on me. That's been the number one Twitch game for forever.
Diablo though is amazing.
Oh yeah,
Diablo, okay.
Dude, I love Diablo. Right. 2 and 3. I played one, and I played 2 in 7th grade on the laptops they gave us. You know,
no matter how much I played, I could never get past Torment 6. Couldn't do it.
And Diablo 3.
You know what? Diablo 3 ruined.
There was Torment 11. I think
that game was great, and you know who ruined it for me? Went online, met some guy that was so OP as fuck, he dumped all the gear on me. I'm like, that's cool. It was great for an hour or so, and then...
You ran into a farmer, and then he just dumped all the
money. I was just too OP, and it ruined it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, so he showed up in your game, and then dumped a bunch of money in front of you, and then you just thought you were God?
All of his gear, and it was all modded.
We call that Donald Trumping.
You just go in there, dump a load, and leave?
In turn, became opium.
Yeah.
Someone gave you a simple cool $1 million, and you went fucking crazy with it.
And it ruined the game.
What
for me?
Okay, so
I literally don't understand what he said either.
That is what you call Dinjavla Skitstuvel.
Are you swearing at me?
No,
I think he's having a fucking stroke.
You know I don't speak Spanish.
That's not Spanish, dude.
You ate the entire wheel of cheese.
That's what you call
how much
shit.
Cheese you have.
That's what you call shit in a boat.
Shit in a boat.
In Swedish. Shit in a boat.
Shit in a boat.
That's your second strike.
Yeah. I'm going to keep going the way you're going, buddy.
You're not doing too well.
Hellblade came out for Xbox One.
I actually think that I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm proud. Wipe it off. You said Hellblade?
Hellblade came out. sold 50,000 in its first week, and the developers are donating half of it to charity.
That is sick.
Good for them. I think it was because they made so much money for the PC version.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of that game, Hellblade?
No.
That's the game that I need to pick up on PS4, too, as well.
It's amazing. It looks awesome. It's on the fridge.
I need to pick it up on PS4. It's one of the games on my list.
I would love to play through that, because I'll tell you, the first time I played it, you have to have headphones on. That's the best way to play it.
To really experience it.
The whispering from the woman, and the voices, and everything that's happening.
She's got schizophrenia, and it's just fucking...
Oh, man.
It's unreal. But it kind of is set back like in the new God of War type era,
it seems.
Yeah,
very kind of...
But it's fucking awesome. You should definitely
Nordic
check that out.
Kind of, what's the word, Viking...
Yeah, it has like a Celtic and Nordic theme to it. It's like a mix between...
He's our resident Viking.
So... Take God of War 4, who's a guy from a different mythology going into Norse mythology. That's kind of what Hellblade does. It takes someone who is Celtic-based and throws them into a Norse mythology-based game.
So basically, we're just hitting all of it. All the demographics.
I haven't even heard that one.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's still a game that I need to pick up myself, but...
Just to let you guys know, and this is literally just in, Xbox 2 is in the works right now.
What? You gotta be shitting.
That means PS4 is gonna react.
Yeah. Well, they've already been talking about PS5.
As early as 2020.
It will not be announced in 2018, but it's just been...
It'll probably be 19.
Good thing I didn't pull
semi-confirmed about Xbox
Pro,
2.
How old's the PS4? 6 years old?
I think E3 of 2019, they will announce the PS5.
Yeah, 4.5 years old.
Oh, so it's time for new system.
5 or 6 years old.
November 2013. So, 14. Yeah.
I'm
that guy right now.
If you guys would like to rage just a little bit more.
Look at the thing.
If you want to rage just a little bit more, there is another blockbuster coming to PS4 called Dog of War.
Dog of War.
Yeah.
I'd rather just a blockbuster be going PS4.
I don't know.
Isn't it like a blockbuster in the sense that like, I'm going to be able to get it from Blockbuster
Video. It just says Blockbuster.
It means it's an irrelevant store that sells things you don't need.
I remember in the 90s, those things were the shit.
Movie Gallery and Blockbuster were the place to go. Man.
Yeah. Dude, I remember when I played Stuntman. I got my copy from fucking Blockbuster for the first time.
I used to rent my PS2 from Blockbuster before I bought it, and I used to get that. Gauntlet, Dark Legacy, and Twisted
Gauntlet.
Black.
I used to try to sneak into the... naughty section
in the naughty
dude, you just peer, if you peer in a little bit you can see there was like a cardboard cutout. It was like a human size
you see like this chick with like these tits, and the guy in the corner is always just fucking wanking
it. I need to be in there
Frank's in the porn section again.
Hey Frank, get out of there.
Flap, 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 flap.
No, we told Frank, you to stop doing that
asshole. Oh my god, that's fucked.
But what middle-aged dad would walk into that?
Every middle-aged dad.
Mm. Well, there he is.
Yeah. You're not middle-aged yet, but you will be.
Yeah. I feel middle-aged.
Yeah. So I was just reading down through something, and I'm excited that... You ever heard of Vanquish? I told you about it before. Vanquish, it's a super fast-paced shooter game.
Yeah.
It's going... it's going to be free-to-play for Xbox.
I'm super excited about that. I don't think that's the
Vanquish
game I'm thinking of.
Probably not.
It's not the one that you showed me, or maybe that's Extinction or something. I don't know.
Oh, no. I showed you Extinction the other day.
Yeah, that was awesome. I was like garbage.
You don't think that's good?
I think it looks fine.
I think it looks... It has potential.
I think it looks like...
It's a lot like Player Dawn.
If you get it, tell me about it.
Dawn?
It looks like a great game by, like, 2009 standard. But other than that...
I mean, if it's free, then...
Something Dawn.
I mean, Vanquish is. Vanquish was a good game. It was a PS3 game.
Okay.
And it's actually really good. I enjoyed it. I played it all the way through.
Has anyone heard what the PS Plus games for May are going to be?
I have no idea, but I mean, I can find out.
Let's look it up. I'm
curious. Well, we know what the Xbox ones are.
Garbage.
The big one's like Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh, wow.
But I'm pretty sure that was like...
That was already a PS4 one.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, in October I'll still take it for free on my Xbox because
I, for the most part, enjoyed Metal Gear Solid 5. I didn't care so much for the micromanagement
Wait, was that part. For PS4?
Yes.
Okay, so a month after that, Xbox decided they will do Metal Gear Solid 5 for free.
Yeah.
So What the fuck, well, Xbox?
Welcome to the conversation we talked about for 30 seconds.
That's just slapping your dick on the
table. No, for like crazy. Xbox?
And that was,
I didn't think you mentioned Xbox. I thought you mentioned PS4.
No, Metal Gear Solid 5 is coming. That came out for PS4 in October.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But now Xbox is doing it next month.
Xbox is like, oh, well, I guess PS4 did it. So now I guess we ought to do it. Xbox is getting with the times.
PlayStation fans. Dude, every once in a while, it's sometimes the better. I have like 300 games for PC that I probably should
play. Steam library is riddled with things I haven't played.
Yeah. Oh, man. Brawlhalla.
I own Brawlhalla.
Did you, do you ever get into Humble Bundle? Because I'll tell you what, for the price, the $12 a month price, it's a great fucking deal.
Really? I loved it before you get turned into the monthly like loot crate thing.
But you can do one or the other. I mean, you can choose.
Like, there's but there's such like an obvious like,
it's like push, gambling,
you know, to get you to there do is. The monthly one. That like by contrast, it's like why even bother getting the other one?
Which all
because
the
it's like Borderlands 2 again,
right?
Yeah,
it's like, true. Hey, everyone and their mother has copied
Borderlands
2.
Dude, I got like 18 copies of Borderlands 2 right now.
As many as the time I bought Skyrim.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
I have four copies of Skyrim. Copies.
Yeah.
Like, you have all four copies?
Why not?
Can't wait till Skyrim comes out for Labo.
Have you played it
I'll get it for the VR when I have a VR. You know, I'll get it for the Switch when I have a Switch. Yeah. Whatever.
I'll get it for VR if you want to try it.
It's very cool. I'm not going to say no to that.
Okay. Dude, it really... like it's an amazing
experience. It's an experience.
It's
awesome.
We may have time to set
It's kind of sickening, to be honest.
644.
I would like that, yeah.
And I like dizzy.
Do you just want to
be
in there forever? Literally.
Like, well, no, like it makes you sick, way. Like motion.
Not everybody. Not everybody.
Not everyone.
He can
but...
spend. Tony can spend a relatively long amount of time in it.
Dude,
because I'm pretty stupid. So.
Huh?
I said because I'm too stupid to feel pain.
Yeah. So when I'm in it, I get like 5 to 10 minutes, and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking throw up everywhere.
Yeah.
So it just really, depends.
And you know, why that happens? It's like the opposite of like motion sickness, because your mind thinks you're moving, but the rest of the body, your body parts tell you that you're not moving.
Yeah.
And so it causes like a big conflict in like
your mind's
brain.
Like, bro, you're moving. And you're like, no, I'm
like,
not.
All right, let's go. Let's do
this. I tried to have a really nice pep talk with my legs before I start playing. And it helps. It gives me an extra 10 minutes.
So that's why you got the VRs with the treadmills.
Yeah, the VRs with the diaper treadmills.
Probably
do I look like I can handle a treadmill, Lance? I'm just saying.
No, man. You know, I think that's actually a pretty cool concept. And I would do that.
Have you seen those trackpads? They're derpy.
I mean, they're derpy. All it is. If they came out with a more refined way to do it,
it's
the
alpha stage for sure.
All it is is a big old fucking like bubble. Bowl. It's like a half circle bowl that you're standing inside of, and you're strapped into like this little ring, and then you have those hospital shoes on your feet that are slippery,
right.
And you just walk in one spot, but it's so slick that it allows you to feel.
Is there like an adult like VR version of like what's that? It's like a bouncer thing that you put babies in and like...
That's a giant diaper and a bowl.
Nice.
That's it.
It's exactly
yeah, you're strapped in,
you
you're walking like in place.
That's exactly what it is.
And you can like walk side to side.
Diaper simulator.
Yeah.
Bam.
And it's a very weird
game of the year 2020. Right there.
I just want another poop in my soup. Number two.
Or toast.
I want hand simulator too.
Toast too.
So you simulate the other hand.
You were playing toast for a while.
I am bread,
I am
God, dude. The fucking bagel races were insane.
Bagel races.
Bagel races.
The thing about it is he was considering streaming that game.
I did. And
oh,
then
you
I streamed
did.
It for half an hour. And then I
and
got
like,
so
I can't do
unbelievably
this.
Fucking angry at that game, I almost rage quit.
What was that other game you streamed for like a half an hour and got really angry about?
Oh, getting over it.
Yes, yes.
I've tried
my God.
I have given over it.
That's all you need to say, though.
Yeah. Oh, like, is that the one with
the hammer?
With the hammer. Oh,
yeah.
And
man, I've got.
I'm lucky I have a massive, like, mouse pad. It would not work.
I gotta tell you, I beat in one setting. I tried to speed run Super Meat Boy. And by the end
you
of that stream,
so good for
I
so long.
Fucking throwing my controller. Like,
did you ever beat
shit.
That last one?
I did.
Did you give up?
I beat the game.
Was it
like
was
5
it more,
hours and like 32 minutes?
Was it more than Eric's time?
10 minutes longer than Eric.
Oh, fuck, dude. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but...
Damn.
CP Sketch played it for like 14 hours, and like he couldn't even get past like the second to last level.
Wow.
Like, and he just gave up. Never played it again.
I imagine.
I just played Binding of Isaac.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
I
Binding of Isaac.
It's the same creator of Meat Boy. Binding of Isaac.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Never played it.
Oh, man, that game.
I own it.
You honestly.
It's like,
a lot.
It's a lot wrong. It's one of the best games I've ever played.
Yeah, I got it. Sure. I think it was a PS Plus game or something.
Yeah, it was a free game, and then it's on the Switch, and it's I think it's the mobile version now.
It's insane. I first downloaded it, I first started playing, I wasn't really sure what to think of it, and I thought it was very repetitive for the 5-10 minutes that I played of it.
Because you're bad.
And then I kind of went back.
That's it. Hey, at least
because you're bad first. Yeah. You're just like, oh, this is all the game is, and then it just explodes. Oh, yeah, there's so many items. There's
you gotta unlock the items. You gotta unlock those items,
I played it for like another 4 or 5 hours.
I have 36 mom kills on my PS4 by itself.
It's fucking crazy. So you gotta play it.
I'll tell you what ruins that game.
Mega
though.
Satan is the next boss though.
A lightning striking your telephone pole and destroying your PS4.
Oh yeah, that happened to you.
That happened to me.
And it ruined, really?
Your life sounds so sad.
Dude, you get shovel fucked before he comes, and then he has a lightning strike his PlayStation.
Everybody put a gift on him. So that's the part with the shovel that you left out, is that he actually got fucked with it.
You know, better sex than you're gonna find.
Isn't that the name of a Cannibal Corpse song? Shovel fucked before I come.
Close enough.
Yeah.
But you know,
I almost lost that. I was drinking.
I did get my PS4 back. Got it refurbished, fixed. But I lost my whole playthrough of Binding of Isaac. So it kind of
that sucks.
You know, that sucked more than losing my PS4.
PlayStation Plus, so you save it on the cloud.
Well,
this podcast is not brought to you by Sony PlayStation.
But it could be. He's just like, call us.
Let's take a moment of silence for Lance's old PS4.
Okay.
That's
a bummer, man.
Kelly.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you're going also
prank. You say that's Bomber Man?
No, that's a Bummer Man.
Oh, okay. But hey.
No Bomber Man is going to be Bomber Man after the original Bomber Man.
But. You guys really never played Binding of Isaac?
No, dude. I downloaded it. You didn't play it. Yeah. I moved on.
Okay, thank you. At least some of this guy.
Yeah, I tried to value my life.
It's like Zelda.
I have one mom kill.
But, what the fuck is a mom kill?
Okay. You go through dungeons. Here, I'll set the stage. So, Isaac is a boy whose mother is a religious...
London, 1962.
Fanatic.
Exactly. Yeah. She's a religious fanatic, and she believes that God is talking to her, like telling her to kill Isaac in the name of God.
Her son.
Her son, Isaac. And
sounds like my boss at work.
Into the basement.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like someone that I know.
And there's multiple levels of the basement.
Joseph C.
And at the very end, you kill mom. But that's not the end. There's always more after that.
Each time you play is procedurally generated, it seems. Yeah. I've never gotten a map that was the same.
It's never the same.
The maps, the items,
they will never spawn the same. You'll never play the same game twice.
It's kind of like a top-down, kind of like a... If you're playing the first Zelda game
Link,
in the dungeon,
yeah, Link to the Past.
Is it kind of a side-scroller? Or no?
Yeah, it's kind of like a top-down, and you go to different rooms and... collect different items
and think of those past boss fights.
Yeah,
but a game.
Those power ups can either make you OP, it can hinder you.
Yeah, you don't know.
You can even have sometimes. you can have an amazing run, or you can have
a really absolute
garbage.
You just get fucked over.
You die in the next room.
But
you know?
The thing is, each time you beat the boss, you go down to the next level, and there's seven.
There's up to seven, and then it goes more. Yeah, when you go to after game stuff, so you can go to heaven and hell. There's like mega hell. There's
the thing is,
Laos.
You die.
Laos.
You die. You gotta start all over again.
Seoul.
But it's different. The whole thing's different.
Every time.
So
I never know you don't get.
Yeah.
How's that?
Definitely.
You can. I definitely try it.
It's awesome. I've been playing it since I was 17, 16. So it's been 9 years.
It's so great because it's so fucking weird and dark.
Gross, but awesome.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's disgusting.
That's the only game I had when I lived out in Jackman. And that's the nearest Walmart was an hour and 40 minutes away, man.
Jackman, man.
Hey.
I don't even know how you did that.
The only town out there worse than Bingham.
It was great for the first 3 months because it was like camping, man. You go fishing outdoors. I had nothing.
Oh, you were just looking to cut the cord.
Oh, man. I just escaped. And then I thought escape was the answer, and
it's not.
No,
it's never the
isolation.
Answer.
Really, really got to me.
The median age in that town was 66. Dude,
you ever live? You ever heard of a place called Caswell?
You can only rigorously masturbate for so many
years. Caswell's near Caribou, isn't it?
You know where Limestone is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Half hour northeast of Limestone.
Oh, that's...
I lived there for a little bit.
We're from Caribou.
And then I immediately moved back to Bangor. Immediately.
We're from the county.
I've lived in Caribou for 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, holy shit.
I can't even imagine living anywhere like
that. 19 and a half.
The most northeastern city in the United States.
Yep.
Caribou, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's awful. It's awful.
Living in Frenchville.
Yeah.
Literally the town before Canada.
We have an IBS up there, and I never...
You got irritable bowel syndrome in
Frenchville? Everybody says that. No, we have an IBS for my work. We have one up there. That's one of our locations. But if they ever said, hey, you want to go up to Caribou and work? I'd be like, hey, you want to hire a new fucking counter guy?
No.
I quit. I'm out.
Hey!
No. Hey, actually, I am resigning today.
Funny you should bring that up.
I don't really understand a lot of these, like, northern Maine cities and these younger people that live in areas.
If they're people of northern Maine...
If you would just get out, you might be more than what you
are.
They
live in a bubble, man. They live in a bubble.
Most of the people from my school, ended up getting pregnant and staying there. Now, exactly. Some of them were successful and, like, actually got a job or whatever.
But it didn't...
But a lot of them are just...
You didn't even grow up, like... Up there,
Lincoln. That was it. It's not Lincoln's up there.
But even... then again, I mean, to me,
no, I get
it. That's the south, man. That's like north of the wall.
Yeah, you are north of the wall.
The map of Maine in my head is Orono, Old Town, then Black, then Canada. And like that's basically all you need to know, man.
That's true, though. It is just black.
That always reminds me. That always reminds me of the Lion King meme.
Like, oh,
what's the shadow?
Like, that's Lewiston, that's Maine.
You don't go
never
there.
Go to Lewiston,
Maine. Don't go there.
No.
Oh, my God.
I mean, so you can go the there, but you don't come out the same.
No. Those places are just fucking god-awful, and I don't know why people do that to themselves.
And they're really backwards. It's weird. But
the thing is, though, Bangor is like Schrodinger City. It's like really fucking awful. But at the same time, it's like really like, if you go to certain parts, it's like really classy and artsy and like kind of coming up. All the 9,000 breweries in Bangor now.
Right.
Like Bangor Arts Exchange and like the Central Gallery and like, you know, all those places in downtown Bangor.
Rock and art shops.
Yeah,
like
rock and art shops. Yeah, all of these opening up, you know, artistic places.
An aside from that, before I learned that it was the Rock and Art Shop, I thought it was the Rockin' Art Shop.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's a fucking awesome art shop.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
Rocks. You walk in and you get like
rocks, and then you realize it's actually rocks.
It's literally just a rock.
It's just quartz and porcupine quills.
And you got some taxidermy in the back corner.
In a weird like,
I love the porcupine quills.
Go fucking buy that ostrich back there.
But do not touch the ostrich.
His girlfriend loves rocks, and I didn't realize how much she loves rocks.
She really does. Yeah,
it's weird.
I mean,
maybe it's not.
What, like crystals? Like crystal rocks? Like geodes?
No, just like rocks in general. Like
geodes.
Gemstones.
Yeah,
the geodes. Like what I have in my ear, like this Labradorite. Like I have Labradorite.
She
plugs.
Licks it.
She got a Labradorite.
That's how much I mean.
Do that. Knowing what I know about having gauge ears, like the fact that, like, just the thought of her licking that is fucking disgusting. And you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, here. I do. I've had my ears stretched for years and years now.
Better than your butthole. Anyway, do you want to close this out?
Just as gross.
I don't know, man. I think we can kind of keep this going on. Fucking.
I mean, if you want, I don't care.
Licking buttholes.
Speaking of licking buttholes.
Okay. That's a weird segue, but go ahead.
Actually, it has nothing to do with it. Did you know you look like Seth Rogen, or is that just me?
Oh my God, you're the fourth person. You're the fourth person to say that to me
today.
Just in the past week.
Okay. Well,
and somebody on the stream said I sound like Seth Rogen. I don't believe that, but
I mean, I kind of do.
We're gonna go back to the stream later.
I need to get that. Shit. I need to get that. Like
it's that rasp
from the chest.
When we post on Winterhouse Gaming, when we post on the Facebook for Winterhouse Gaming, we'll go back to it and we'll listen real carefully.
Yeah,
and then we
just compare.
If we have a laugh track of him, can you like take the laugh track out
and
him
like
and Seth
pitch
Rogen
it down?
Side by side?
Yeah. I can do that. I can make that happen.
Okay, I can give you a sample if you need.
I'm gonna really do it right now.
Now that's a challenge for you.
You might want to lower that like way down.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take that, stretch it. I'm gonna have to slow it down in time and pitch bend it. You know, quite a bit lower.
Yeah,
it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be like the Matrix.
But
Wanted.
I am gonna go find that. I'm gonna cut it out and I'm gonna fuck that shit up.
Are you talking about like a person? Yeah, that's gross. In that case,
I don't care.
I'm gonna find that shit. I'm gonna cut it out. I'm gonna fuck it.
I don't kink shame, man. I mean, to each his own, man. Yeah, yeah. No kink shaming here.
I mean, we don't pass judgment here at Winterhouse, but
no, we definitely do.
I mean, yeah, I can say we do. I mean, we're all into some pretty fucked up shit.
You want to close out?
Bye.
Oh, wow.
Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it, Lance and Nick. Again, we want everybody to know that Pine State Con is coming up. We have a Kickstarter.
First volume.
I don't know if we're going to redo the Kickstarter, but if we end up doing it, keep an eye out. I think there's only a couple $100 left that we need.
It's
on
like
there.
200.
Please
donate if you can. We're so close, and we would like to be able to do this.
You get so much awesome shit.
There incentives.
Is the tattoo gone already?
Yes.
Okay, so there was a tattoo that's gone.
No, it's still available. Go check it out.
But if you like any sort of art, the guys on there that make the art Kickstarter is unreal. It's beautiful stuff. It's one of a kind, and I think you would really enjoy it. Let me see if I can get this right without fucking it up. July 14th and 15th
at the Elks Lodge in Portland, Maine.
That's going to be the Pine State Con. And
volume
then,
one.
Volume one.
Yeah, we're going to have Paul Warren.
Actually, I think that's volume two, and then three.
Yeah, it's volume two.
Yeah. So volume three is
November 10th and 11th.
That's going to be in Bangor.
Yeah, it's going to be in Bangor.
At the Spectacular
Event Center.
Event Center, yes.
Yes,
yeah,
there
and
we
we're
go.
Going to have Harry... Getz,
oh my god, name,
and Kimmy god, something from Twin Peaks. They're from Twin Peaks, though.
Yes.
So, like, if you watch that show and don't hate it,
right? So we are going to be there. We're going to be doing some free play. We're going to have. We're going to be doing some interviews, playing some video games. We're going to be doing a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot
more
of fun.
Shit
I think
than
it's,
we're qualified
it's
to do.
$5, $10 to get in.
$10 to. Oh my god.
God, we suck. It's
15.
Our fucking event.
For one day, I think, and then 20 for 2 days.
I think it's actually five for a day.
I think it's five for a day and 15 for 2 days.
Hey, Will, if you're listening to this, I
please
sincerely apologize,
us.
Yeah. But
because
we need to be schooled.
We had too much sugar today.
Too much sugar. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's cheap.
I have severe memory loss.
It's cheap fun.
Cheap fun.
Come dress
cheap
up, trick. Too. People love cosplay.
The boys are back in town.
The boys have been in town.
The boys are going to go to town.
Yeah.
No, actually, the boys already went to town.
Yes,
this morning.
That's right. Yep. That's
we also have a few other events that are happening this year for other cons. The Great Falls
Expo.
Expo. And then the we're actually now doing an event
actually,
with Controller Throwers
it's
at PortCon.
A guest appearance.
We
guest
are going appearance. To be on stage
not experience,
with Controller Throwers.
Appearance.
Talking about God knows what.
Who the hell knows what's going to happen there? They think it's going to be a great idea. I agree with them. I just think
we're just
maybe...
three morons,
yeah.
So who knows
how
it's going to go.
They're letting us out of our cage, and we're not going to do just fine.
Dude, your references and puns are just right on par today.
Boom!
And I love it. Okay, all right. Well,
finger
thank you very much, guys.
All.
I got the dad
guns.
Puns
thank you guys.
Today.
I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks, guys.
No bro.
See ya.
Anybody else want the last word here?
Bye.
Banana!
Ass.